My question actually has to do with the presentation by Dr. Delozier this morning on the duration trial with tamoxifen.
Very interesting, yeah.
I was impressed by the fact that they presented data on endometrial cancer and suggested 2 to 3 years of tamoxifen resulted in similar rates of endometrial cancer as 10 years of tamoxifen.
Yes.
Which indicated to me that perhaps the vulnerable period for endometrial cancer was, in fact, during the first 2 to 3
yes.
years. I'm wondering if you could comment on that.
There was no difference in endometrial cancer between the 2 to 3 years of tamoxifen and the 13 years of tamoxifen, which is very surprising. First of all, is that right? And were they following up their patients carefully? The answer is that they're a good group, and I suspect that it is right. So it does mean that the maximum induction might be in the first 2 to 3 years. It's exactly what we find in ATTACC. There's a bigger difference between tamoxifen and anastrozole in the first 2.5 years than there is in the second 2.5 years of treatment. So that would support that, but we obviously need more data to see exactly what's happening. And I think that those data were really interesting. A bit tricky to interpret because they didn't give 5 years of tamoxifen in the control arm, but it suggests that giving longer tamoxifen may not be valuable, as obviously shown in the NSAVP study. But we really do need those ATLAS and those two long-term trials. And I wish, in fact, they would get that analyzed. They've got 20,000 patients out in those trials, and they've got a lot of follow-up, and they're just hanging on to the data. And I don't know why they're doing that.